Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, what does it all mean? Historic events are taking place in Chosun today. For only the second time since the Korean War, presidents of North and South Korea are talking. And for the first time, the South Korean president is going by car. To dramatize the trip even more, President Roh stopped at the border, got out, and walked across the line that divides the two countries, vowing that many more will be crossing this line someday, and that eventually the line will be no more. Well, it almost sounds like the landing on the moon, one small step for man, or is it more like Reagan telling Gorbachev to tear that wall down? While one wants to be positive at times like these, other images come to mind also. Both presidents are in dire need of support. The North has always seemed on the verge of collapse, and though Kim showed precious little in the way of emotion compared to his excitement in 2000, it's almost assured that his condescending into the world of men for a few days will have a huge price tag attached. For his part, Roh has a serious election coming up. Need I say more? So what will they talk about, this King of the North and King of the South, to use biblical imagery? We hope the biblical picture portrayed of these two kings is not true of Kim and Roh, speaking lies at one table. We hope and earnestly desire that they are sincere and honest and, well, it is possible, you know. They say they'll discuss the ending of the Korean War. Always sounds strange to Western ears, but yes, the war is still on. Trouble is, the United States and China will need to get in on this discussion before it can be officially over. Maybe Russia and Japan, too? Then there's the economy, the North's economy. Oh, how we pray that whatever support is pledged will be connected to freeing slaves in Huryang and the other gulag communities, and that if food goes over, it goes into the mouths of the truly hungry. And they will talk of lasting peace. Everyone wants it. Everyone defines it differently. For Kim of the North, it means the peninsula is communist. For Roh of the South, it means the peninsula is free. Unfortunately, historically, the surrounding countries have considered a peaceful Korea to be a Korea to which they can all lay claim for their own purposes. That's why Korea is ripe and ready for true peace, only available from heaven's Prince of Peace, Jesus. Will you join me in praying that that peace will come to Korea? Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom and land of morning calm.